USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A group of Iranian protesters demanded that the country's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, step down after the government said that its military had mistakenly shot down a Ukrainian plane, killing all 176 people on board. Also, Iran briefly detained the British ambassador to Iran. British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab slammed the Iranian action as breaking all international law. The protesters in Iran expressed anger at what they perceived as an initial cover-up on the cause of the crash. Prior to Iran's admission, it had denied shooting down the plane. Those aboard the doomed flight included 82 Iranians, 63 Canadians, and 11 Ukrainians, including the 9 crew members. 10 passengers were from Sweden, 4 from Afghanistan, 3 from Germany, and 3 from the UK. Listen online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
President Donald Trump has released more information about the potential strikes by former General Soleimani. USA Radio's Wendy King has the story.
President Trump said Qassem Soleimani was killed because he had an imminent attack planned against a U.S. embassy. But on Fox News, he now says there was more than one embassy being targeted.
I can reveal that I believe it would have been 4 embassies, and I think that probably Baghdad already started. They were really amazed that we came in with that kind of a force. We came in with very powerful force and drove them out.
The White House is considering dramatically expanding its much-litigated travel ban to include countries amid a renewed election year focus on immigration by President Donald Trump. It's unclear exactly how many countries would be included in the expansion, but 2 of the people involved have said that 7 countries, majority of them Muslim, will be added to the list. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Two senators of very different political stripes are united in their support of new legislation. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Republican Utah Senator Mike Lee is signing on to a bill sponsored by Vermont Democrat Bernie Sanders that would freeze funding for any military intervention in Iran unless Congress gives its approval. Sanders calls himself a Democratic Socialist, and he's one of the most liberal members of Congress, while Lee is a staunch conservative Republican. Both, however, were upset with the justification the White House gave for killing one of Iran's top generals. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
People throughout the Canadian province of Ontario woke to an alarming alert of an incident at a nuclear power plant just east of Toronto, only later to be told the message was a mistake. The initial early morning emergency message popped up on the screens of cell phones throughout the nation's most populous province, saying an unspecified incident had occurred at the Pickering Nuclear Generating Station. It had been added that there have been no abnormal release of radioactivity and said people did not need to take protective action. More than an hour later, the Ontario Power Generation sent a message saying the alert was sent in error and there was no danger to the public or environment at any time. No further action is required. The notification message was also pushed on to all television screens throughout the region. Don't forget, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.